This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So as Rachel and Lynette and I were talking about, we got the fourth quarter gross domestic product report today, 2.6% on an annualized basis, October through December. And through all of 2017, the economy was growing at a rate of 2.3%. Solid and a nice bump from 2016, but well shy, as Rachel pointed out, of what the White House had been promising, 3, 4, 5, he even said 6 or 7% in Davos this week. But expectations and promises aside, there were some real signs of economic strength in today's numbers, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Dig down into the components of economic growth, and the story is better than a 2.6% quarterly GDP increase suggests, says Joe Bruzuelas at consulting firm RSM. Demand for goods and services, exports, residential construction were all up significantly.
We have a very strong domestic expansion occurring. American consumers are spending at the strongest pace we've seen in a number of years. Private businesses are beginning to improve capital expenditures.
He says they're buying new equipment to make their factories, offices, and workers more productive. Mark Zandi at Moody's Analytics says in the short term, growth is likely to improve.
For two key reasons. One, the deficit finance tax cut. So the government's going to go out and borrow money and give everyone a tax cut, and we'll see increased spending and economic activity. And the other reason is a better global economy,
which will likely boost U.S. exports and maybe also U.S. manufacturing to supply them. But, says Zandi,
I don't think long-term underlying growth has changed. It's just a spurt of growth this year.
Americans still aren't seeing big increases in pay, the savings rate is down, and we've been financing our recent shopping spree largely with debt. Zandi says that could eventually lead consumers to cut back on spending. And he predicts all that, plus higher interest rates, could pull economic growth back into the low 2% range. That's the long-term trend for the economy since the end of the Great Recession. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.